Welcome. You're listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast, presented by HIP. This podcast is dedicated to orthodontists who want to stand strong in their market and be leaders in their community. Now, on to today's show. Hey, it's Luke at HIP, and if you've been listening to the Grow Ortho Podcast maybe for weeks, months, or in some cases years, you know that we typically interview an industry expert, whether it be someone working in the office or a consultant, or just a strategic partner for orthodontists. Well, we're going to change things up just a bit. And this year we've actually released 4 books. And so we're going to release every audiobook, basically a chapter for each episode. Listen, enjoy, and let us know what you find valuable and implement and what works well in your office. Thanks so much for supporting HIP. And we hope you enjoy all these episodes on the Practice Growth Series.
Chapter 2. Channeling Your X Factor. You can't hit a target you cannot see, and you cannot see a target you do not have. Zig Ziglar. Before we get into this chapter, discovering your X Factor will only be of interest to you if you have something really big that you want to accomplish with your life. If you're going to activate that fire inside you, there has to be a reason to do so. You must have a purpose and a goal into which you can channel the energy that you unleash. My hunger to discover my bigger purpose in life has kept me seeking out mentors and studying people who have accomplished incredible feats. When I was very young, I started recognizing people who had an abundance mindset. They just seemed different from my parents and the other adults that I was in contact with as I was growing up. My first apprenticeship began when a very successful neighbor of ours took me under his wing and taught me principles of finance and wealth. I've since had many mentors, some of whom I've paid handsomely for their insight. I've always been intrigued by that special something that my biggest heroes displayed in times of challenge, pushing them to persevere and overcome incredible odds. I've read the biographies of many great leaders and sports legends. I consume documentaries and any insights I can get into the lives and habits of these people. I am determined to find out how they access that power so I can find it within myself. I believe that this X factor is inside all of us, just waiting for us to bring forth the right amount of hunger, integrity, passion, and commitment to activate it. The X factor is what makes quarterback Tom Brady one of the greatest players in the sport's history, winning 7 Super Bowls and earning a record 4 Super Bowl Most Valuable Player, MVP, awards. It's why business magnate Elon Musk can set outrageously ambitious goals, like launching a space program to colonize Mars and secure massive investments, when others would be left off the stage. It's how Malala Yousafzai, who was shot in the head by the Taliban for refusing to stay home from school, became the international advocate for the rights of women and girls and the youngest Nobel Prize laureate at the age of 15. What these outstanding individuals share is that fire inside them, coupled with remarkable dedication, perseverance, and talent in their respective fields. Their contributions have made a lasting impact in athletics, business and technology, and to our society, and their accomplishments will live on in their legacy. The X factor is difficult to define or quantify, but is associated with intangible qualities like charisma, talent, and determination that these individuals have harnessed and channeled it into their life's purpose and goals. Their X factor helped them overcome challenges and obstacles, motivated them to work hard and achieve their goals, and gave them an edge over their competitors. Success guru Tony Robbins likes to say that success leaves clues. He is a big believer that if you study and model the mindset of successful people, you too can have incredible achievements. I believe that we can learn from these greats, use similar strategies to uncover our own X factors, and apply them to our goals to propel us towards their realization. At the end of the chapter, I introduce my process for creating a morning formula. This is a process that I have discovered and refined since 2019 through its application in my life and business. It comes from the habits and practices I have observed across the board in all the successful people that I admire. Since I implemented it in my daily routine, I have been awed and humbled by the results I have gotten. It is shaping the person that I am becoming and making my dreams come to life faster than I ever imagined possible. Building a morning formula is quite simple. However, it takes some deep introspection and understanding of the person that you are as compared to the person that you want to be. As I said right at the beginning of this chapter, unless you have an inkling of your bigger purpose in life and some definite goals that you want to achieve, there is no point pursuing anything further in this book. Take your time with it, make notes, and read through to the end of the book. A morning formula is not something that you can just sit down and get done in an hour. It will take starting the process, daily application, and regular updates. But trust me, it's worth the hassle. Orthodontic Easy Growers. At HIP, we've identified a persona amongst the most successful orthodontists. We call them easy growers. These doctors double or triple their practices over several months to a year after applying our practice growth systems and processes. While everyone we work with has access to the same processes and results, the easy growers implement and get results. Their abundance mindset keeps them open to opportunities and strategies for attaining their goals. These doctors aren't necessarily the most academically inclined, the highest certified, or most skilled orthodontists. They are simply good doctors who care about their patients. They have a decent amount of business acumen, and they know their target demographic. Above all, our easy growers apply the KISS principle: keep it simple, stupid. They don't overthink things. Interestingly, I have found a direct correlation between the level of education of the business owner and the level of complication of their business. Business is not complicated. Easy growers know where they are going and believe they will get there. Because of their passion and unwavering belief, their mind seeks ways to make that happen. They are quick to see the effectiveness of our patient acquisition and retention framework, and they run with it, getting immediate results. They see it as a means of achieving their goals and becoming the person they were destined to be. To them, it's not about the money. It's about the life they were meant to live and all aspects of who they need to be to create that life. Easy growers tap into their X factor. The baddest man on the planet. Whether you like him or not, Mike Tyson is considered one of the greatest heavyweight boxers. He holds the world record for the youngest boxer ever to win a heavyweight title. I've been studying him, among other athletes like Kobe Bryant and Tom Brady, because it's easy to see the X factor in them. I am fascinated by the fact that despite all the odds that were stacked against him, Mike Tyson was able to uncover and channel his X factor into becoming the best in his sport. Born to drug-addicted parents in a poor Brooklyn neighborhood in 1966, Mike Tyson did not have a promising start in life. How did he raise himself from the grips of crime and poverty to develop the focus, discipline, and persistence needed to become a world champion? When he was only two, his father left his mother to raise him, his brother, and his sister on her own. Growing up in the streets, where violence and death were a daily occurrence, he learned early on that fighting was a necessary part of survival. He was arrested 38 times by age 12, soon after landing him in the Tryon School for Boys, a juvenile detention center. Tyson made a name for himself there as an aggressive and brutal fighter, which frequently landed him in solitary confinement. He heard that one of the counselors, a former boxer named Bobby Stewart, was teaching kids how to box. Tyson became obsessed with learning to box and begged Stewart to train him. While Stewart saw potential in Tyson, he had many reservations about working with a deeply troubled youth. Stewart told Tyson that he would need to make some significant changes before he would even consider training him. To meet Stewart's strict conditions, Tyson had to control his anger and aggression, learn discipline and focus, and improve his grades. With unwavering focus, Tyson turned himself around quickly, convincing Stewart that he could channel his aggression and energy into something more positive. Stewart finally agreed to train Tyson on the condition that he committed to regular training and followed his guidance and direction. When the time for Tyson's release got near, Stewart was concerned that he would return to crime. Determined to prevent this fate, Stewart decided that strong mentorship in boxing would be required to help him stay focused on training and off the streets. He arranged for Tyson to meet the well-respected boxing trainer, Cus D'Amato, with the hopes that he would agree to take Tyson on as a boxer. D'Amato had worked with many successful fighters and was known for his ability to develop young talent and his strict and demanding training style. He played a father figure role in their lives while they trained with him, giving them spending money, moral guidance, and in some cases, a place to live. The first time D'Amato watched the 13-year-old spar, he told Tyson that he would become the youngest heavyweight champion in the world. D'Amato went on to legally adopt Tyson to provide the stability and security he needed to develop as a person and a fighter. They developed a close mentor-mentee relationship, as D'Amato helped Tyson to hone his skills, focus his energy, and significantly shape his development as a boxer. D'Amato recognized Tyson's natural talent from the start, but was well aware that becoming a champion was a mind game. He was fascinated by psychology and read voraciously on the subject. He was known to teach his boxers self-hypnosis. A huge part of Tyson's training involved visualization, affirmations, and mental rehearsal. Tyson would later share that D'Amato would whisper affirmations to him while he slept, conditioning his subconscious mind to develop his champion mindset. Under D'Amato's guidance, Tyson became one of his era's most dominant and successful boxers. How did the X factor emerge here? Tyson had natural talent, aggression, and a desire to be the best. D'Amato had expertise as a boxing manager, industry knowledge, and a desire to create a world champion. He had prepared for years to be ready for a world champion fighter, and when he found Tyson, he told him that he had summoned him. Both Tyson and D'Amato were obsessed. Tyson was obsessed with being the greatest fighter ever, and D'Amato was obsessed with building the world's youngest heavyweight champion. Their obsession allowed them both to work with the following three conditions relentlessly to uncover their X factors. 1, a goal that they were going to reach no matter what. 2, natural talent or skills that could be developed. 3, unwavering emotional drive and desire. A goal they were going to reach no matter what. Tyson and D'Amato were both fixated on their goal. The goal is the lighthouse. Its light is there to guide you on your course to your destination. Without it, even if you are crazy passionate and try your best, you will end up on the rocks. The goal must be set. The ability to achieve it must be possible and developable, and the desire must be unwavering. Natural talent or skills that could be developed. You do need some ability in the area where you want to channel your X factor. If you don't have the genetics, the build, or the ability for a specific sport, you can forget it. A short, slow guy who can't jump to save his life will never make it in the NBA. This does not preclude him from setting a goal in an area where he does have developable skills. Some of our best athletes are configured perfectly for the sport in which they excel. For instance, Michael Phelps' body is abnormal by all standards, but by the laws of physics, it makes him well-designed to be a champion swimmer. The ratio of the length of his arms to the length of his body was perfect for swimming, but he still had an unwavering desire and a definite goal. Without an insane amount of training, he would not have won all those gold medals. Unwavering emotional drive and desire. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you will succeed. Eric Thomas. Emotional energy is the driving force behind your actions. It's like the fuel in your tank, and you need an abundance of it. Athletes have learned how to channel their emotional energy into their physical performance. They will turn desire, anticipation, and excitement, and every emotion possible into the fuel source for their achievement, which takes serious mental focus. They have also mastered how to manage anxiety, stress, and fear, and convert it into that drive they need to keep going when everyone else gives up. They can even transform rage, hate, shame, and spite into fuel. Star athletes don't let these emotions hinder them, which is why they pull away from average and achieve greatness. Obsession. Be obsessed or be average? Grant Cardone. Obsession is an intense focus on a specific thing, idea, or person. People who are obsessed are unable to think about anything other than their overwhelming desire to pursue or achieve their goal. Obsession can have both positive and negative consequences. It can be a driving force that helps people achieve their goals, but it can also be destructive and harmful if it becomes all-consuming. Obsession is often accompanied by a range of emotions, including desire, excitement, and anticipation. People obsessed often feel a strong sense of purpose or meaning in their pursuit of their obsession and a sense of accomplishment or fulfillment when they can achieve it. That's why I want you to write out your goals and read them every day. I want you to develop a healthy obsession towards achieving them, no matter what. The X factor isn't for everyone. The potential to develop an X factor exists in all of us. However, most people rarely activate it. The majority of people want to fit in and be average, and the masses don't like when someone starts to get ahead. Their negative mindsets find fault with people who begin to display signs of greatness. I see this amongst orthodontists all the time. They criticize doctors with big practices for being all about the money and providing poor patient care. When you set a highly ambitious goal, don't listen to anyone except the people who have already achieved what you want. People might call your goals unrealistic or unreasonable, but what do they know? They'll try everything to get you to stop and stay average, calling you selfish or self-centered. It is essential to develop your courage by continually doing things that scare you. Achieving exceptional results requires overcoming the pull back toward average. This is the reason that it is so important to have a daily practice to remind yourself of your goals and keep your mindset positive. Comfort is the enemy of greatness. If you have big dreams, the most dangerous thing you can do is to get comfortable in your lifestyle. Even the lowest earning orthodontists take home much higher salaries than the average person, and it can be easy to think, hey, I'm doing pretty good. It's common for people to get distracted and give up on their goals. Former Navy SEAL and ultramarathoner runner David Goggins developed his mental toughness by continually challenging what he thought was possible and pushing through situations where the competitors were dropping like flies and giving up in droves. He was not always like this. When he was training to be a pararescue jumper in the Air Force, a blood test revealed that he had the sickle cell anemia trait. Under extreme conditions, such as high altitude, low oxygen levels, or extreme physical exertion, people with the sickle cell trait may be at increased risk for developing a sickle cell crisis. A sickle cell crisis occurs when sickle-shaped red blood cells block small blood vessels, reducing blood flow and oxygen delivery to the body's tissues. This can cause severe pain and organ damage. Early in his career, this gave him the out he needed to drop back to average. He worked as an exterminator for years until one day, covered in cockroaches, he decided that enough was enough. He knew he had to pursue his dream of being a SEAL or forever live with regret. He developed his impermeable mindset to force himself to go against fear, pain, and injury. He completed his SEAL training despite having stress fractures in his legs. It would take him 3 attempts to finally make the cut. Each time, he learned new ways to control his mind and focus on his goal. In his book, Can't Hurt Me, he describes his philosophy on becoming unstoppable. He used pushing his physical limits to master his mind and make sure that his will kept him going no matter what. Goggins completed races, broke records, beat his body to a pulp, and stopped at nothing to reach his goal. You can see how he would reevaluate, recalculate, and plan for the next attempt even when he failed. There was never any other option than achieving what he set out for. Today, he is known as one of the toughest people alive and inspires others to master their minds to achieve greatness. He is a clear example of how obsession, when focused, creates greatness. There are repercussions along the way, and Goggins describes how he manages and learns from them. Obsessed people often have to learn how to fit in with other people in their lives despite their goals and make choices that others will not make. It is not without a cost to family, friends, and relationships, but it is a matter of surrounding yourself with the right people and relationships to support your vision, mission, and goals. Balance is not a factor. Anyone telling you how you need more work-life balance is not your friend. Granted, you can't continually sacrifice your spouse, children, health, or finances to make this dream a reality, but sacrifices will need to be made. Others will not be willing to make these choices, and they will think you are crazy. They'll tell you it's not healthy. Personally, I have sacrificed time with my family. Honestly, making time for friends or attending social events was not high on my priority list. During the first year of my marriage, I was somewhat checked out, working around the clock. While I look back and think those were not the best decisions, they made me who I am today, and more importantly, I learned from my mistakes. Now, I've learned that if there is a season of hard work that needs to happen, I meet with my wife and get her buy-in. This is huge. Your friends and family need to understand your purpose. Otherwise, they may look on and wonder why you are making these sacrifices. While balance has its place, it also tends to lead to the status quo. Imbalance causes a shift. Tipping the balance towards a particular outcome can produce results, allowing you to influence the direction in which the system moves. It's normal to encounter unintended consequences, and you may not always achieve the desired outcome. Rather than giving up, I suggest you debrief your failures and do what David Goggins calls a postmortem. Whenever Goggins did not get the result he desired, he would dissect his experience and analyze all the places where things went wrong. Then he would develop strategies to overcome these problems so he could be successful on his next attempt. People who develop their X factor might look a little crazy to everyone else. They keep working after everyone else stops, and they'll train at levels that seem unhealthy to most. Quitting when things get too tough is okay for people who want to be average, but people who have activated their X factor will not stop. Sometimes this requires pacing yourself and knowing when and where to expend or save energy. Winston Churchill said, "I never stand if I can sit." His point was that he was conserving energy. Understanding this is the key to life. Remember, the steady horse wins the race. Pace yourself, get back up, and never stop. Significant life events. Sometimes, significant life events can lead us to discover our X factor. These events can challenge us to think differently, step outside our comfort zone, and explore new paths and opportunities. Events such as a loss, a change in circumstances, or a personal challenge often force us to reevaluate our priorities and discover what is most important to us. Times such as these can help us identify our passions, strengths, and values. Going back to these events can be helpful when we are trying to identify what matters most to us. For me, it goes back to an accident I had when I was 2 years old. I should have died. I was playing behind the car, and my mom did not see me as she was reversing. The car, a station wagon, was on top of me, and my mom, knowing that she had hit something, pulled forward to check out the situation. To her horror, I was lying there in the driveway, barely clinging to life. 911 was called, and the ambulance took me to the hospital. Surprisingly, not a single bone in my body was broken, considering there was the weight of a car on my 2-year-old body. I had a dislocated leg and dead skin all over my body. It took about a month before I could go home from the hospital, but all the doctors were calling it a miracle. During the whole experience, and I remember it to this day, I had this sort of out-of-body experience where I was looking down at my body, watching it all happen. I don't know what to make of it, but what I do know is that I am truly grateful for the life I have, and since that moment, I have known that I am on Earth for a purpose. I know I am not serving that purpose yet, but I continue to seek it and ask God for guidance in finding my true calling. The harder you fall, the higher you bounce. Tony Robbins. If you find yourself struggling in difficult times, a positive mindset can help you find meaning and turn pain into fuel for your success. Tony Robbins is the world's leading success guru, who has coached elite athletes and presidents. At one point in his life, he was homeless and living in his car. Overweight and out of money, he had to accept that the way he was living was way off from the person he wanted to be. When he couldn't tolerate himself anymore, he got up and started running. As he took off the weight, he realized that by taking the actions of his future self, he could see progress towards becoming that version of himself. He studied the world's most successful people and modeled their behavior. The speed at which he turned his life around amazed him. Today, he teaches the world's most successful people how to create the emotional states of being, like success, in their bodies before they achieve the actual goal they are striving for. He He shows people how to create the feeling of having what they want before they even have it. In doing this, they fool the mind into believing they are already the person they want to become. Achievements appear in a person's life much faster when they have already mastered the state of being of their accomplishment. In Chapter 4, we discuss the ego, which can keep us stuck in a negative and defensive mindset for a lifetime if we let it. For some people, it takes a life event or circumstance that shakes them up or makes it impossible to keep living the same way in order to break free of the ego. These turning points in life offer us a choice to take a new path and become a new person, or to struggle even harder to remain the same. If we are committed to evolving as a person, we don't necessarily need a traumatic life event to begin shaping our ego. We can feed our egos with positive inputs to shape ourselves into the person that we want to become. This takes discipline and commitment, and it is the reason that I have been harping on creating a daily practice where you review your goals and affirmations about who you want to be. The Morning Formula, a process for building obsession about who you want to become. The mind of a person plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9. If you have gotten this far in the book, you must have some knowing deep down that there is a bigger purpose to your life. What goals do you want to achieve? Do you dream of accomplishing something exceptional? I'm not a supporter of simply plodding along and seeing what happens. I believe that we play a role in shaping our destiny. Why not take steps that help you uncover your purpose so that the next steps are revealed to you? It is through taking action and moving forward that we discover what we like, what we want, and the best way to get it. Above all, you must believe you were created for a specific and unique purpose. Sometimes, life circumstances reveals this to us, but more often than not, we discover it through trial and error. But you have to start with belief. Then, think about it. What the person you are today does and thinks keeps your current level of success and impact in existence. The person who has accomplished your dreams and goals has different thoughts and takes different actions. You must become that person. To build my obsession every single day, I use a process called the Morning Formula that I discovered through name of person you follow who got you into it. What I'm sharing with you is my own version of the Morning Formula that I have developed through my study of successful people who inspire me, like Kobe, Brady, Elon, Cardone, Tyson, and McGregor, to name a handful, and the application of their principles in my life. The common thread is that all these people believed they were the best in the world before they became it. Motivational speaker Les Brown says to read your goals twice daily to achieve success. Grant Cardone, author of the 10X Rule, the only difference between success and failure, says to write out your goals morning and night. But the Morning Formula is so much more than just goals and takes things to the next level. It's affirmations, your credo, your mission statement, and the identity you are building. It's creating all aspects of your life with the destination in mind. Every morning, as you read or listen to your Morning Formula, it reminds you of who you are, where you're going, your affirmations, prayers, and financial targets. How did the fathers of sports greats like Andre Agassi, Tiger Woods, and the Williams sisters see them as the best in the world when they were 2 years old and no good at anything? It has a lot to do with the principles of this Morning Formula. Affirmations. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Émile Coué. Émile Coué was a French psychologist and pharmacist who developed the concept of positive autosuggestion, which he believed could improve people's health and well-being. He believed that by repeating a positive phrase daily, such as, "Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better," you could reprogram the unconscious mind to think more positively and bring positive changes in your life. Coué's ideas were popularized in the early 20th century and still influence psychology today in affirmations and positive thinking. Castiamato was a huge believer in Coué's principles and used them to mentor Mike Tyson. Research has shown that affirmations can increase self-esteem and reduce negative thoughts and emotions. It is important to note that their effectiveness can vary from person to person and may depend on several factors, such as the individual's belief in the affirmation and the specific wording of the affirmation. That's why I revise my morning formula at least twice a year. I want to make sure that my affirmations always resonate with me and my growth. Mission statement. A mission statement is not something you write overnight, but fundamentally, your mission statement becomes your constitution, the solid expression of your vision and values. It becomes the criterion by which you measure everything else in your life. Stephen Covey. A personal mission statement should state who you are as a person, your purpose, how you plan to achieve that purpose, and why it is important to you. There is some overlap between the mission and the credo, so don't be overly concerned about getting all those factors into one statement. My mission statement is below as an example. My mission is to live with integrity and to help business owners make the best decisions with their time, money, marketing, and health. Lukenfinger. Don't make this complicated. Coaches will tell you that you need to embark on a huge process of self-discovery and take time writing your personal mission statement. I say just pick something and run with it for as long as it works for you. Read it every day, and then revise it when it no longer serves you. Credo. A personal credo is a statement of core beliefs and guiding principles that you follow in your everyday life. As you'll see in my personal credo below, I have included who I am, what I believe, how I live, and my financial target. Luke Infinger is a successful and highly respected marketer, business owner, author, speaker, and leader. He is more concerned with serving others than his personal bank account. He is humble, trustworthy, and kind. Luke and his wife Catherine are very generous and believe it is better to give than receive. Luke's total portfolio will produce over $25 million in annual revenue in 2023. Writing a personal mission statement and a credo can seem hard, but it doesn't have to be. Some part of us already knows what's most important to us. As you read or listen to it every day, you will quickly discover which statements resonate with you and which need to be adjusted or changed. Do the personal discovery and introspection on the fly as you live your life and create what you want. The worst thing you can do is get stuck in writing your personal mission statement and a credo and never get to applying them and seeing them come to life. To learn how to make your morning formula, visit hip.agency/mindset for a video overview. This resource will guide you in creating a powerful and effective morning formula. Discovering your core beliefs and purpose is truly inspiring. It motivates you to take action toward your dreams. But what are the right actions to take today? How do you ensure that each step you take aligns with the life you want to create? In the upcoming chapter, we'll delve into the concept of legacy and how it relates to your life goals. If you need a little more clarity on defining the purpose of your life, exploring your legacy will help. When you define what you want to achieve in your lifetime and what you want to leave behind, you are on your way to living purposeful life that truly matters.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about HIP or any of the topics in this episode, send an email to hello@hipcreativeinc.com. That's hello@hipcreativeinc.com, or jump over to our website at hip.agency.